As always, we try to keep you informed whenever possible. Yeah. Today, the most dangerous place in America. We just want to let you know right now, so you'll be aware. Possibly the most dangerous place in America could be anywhere between a member of Congress and a taxi cab.
Yeah.
These folks want to get out of town.
That's right.
They got work to do.
And don't even be talking extending tax cuts.
No. They got to get home to have a work session in their district or state, whatever it happens to be.
So when they go to the airport, do they have to get in the little winding line and push their suitcase with their foot, you know, along the, as it gets closer?
I think they have to do that first class. Yeah, they got their I don't know that they do the first class thing. That's a little too high profile, but they do. Uh-huh. They whip out a badge that says I'm special.
I see.
Don't you know who I am?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
don't even
like
try
that.
To put that wand near me.
No, that's uh-huh. right. Anyway, all that stands in the way of approval of this temporary budget plan that keeps the government of the United States going is for them to vote on the CR, as they call it, the continuing resolution. We'll talk to Chet Edwards in about an hour. And the White House had talked about adding an extra $20 to $25 billion in spending to the stopgap budget plan. Republicans aren't happy about that. Money would have gone to help bail out the Postal Service, add some extra money for Pell Grants, and continue several programs from the stimulus law that is slated to end on Thursday. So we'll see how all that goes.
I think anything that has the connotation of bailout, nobody wants to be trying to push that right now.
No, I don't think they do. And, you know, they had hoped, the Democrats had hoped that they would be able to, vote to get something through. See, there are 12 bills that they have to pass. And I believe as it stands right now, we're at it'd be zero of the 12 funding bills. So that's not good. And, you know, part of it also has to do with this continuing resolution funds agencies, for instance, at the current rate, when, in fact, there might be some folks who'd like to see that drop back a little bit. And so I think that's the reason that there are arguments on both sides of the fence as to whether or not any action should be taken. In the meantime, just because he can, Jim DeMint has decided to slow things down. Because you know how the Senate works at such breakneck speed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd make your nose bloody. They move so fast. Typically, they got a bunch of bills that they put off until the end of the legislative session, which is right now. And then they pass it by a process that's called hotlining. What they do is they send out these things to all the senators' offices, and if nobody complains, they pass by unanimous consent. But South Carolina's Jim DeMint has announced that all bills that weren't in his office by the end of the day yesterday aren't going to pass before the end of the session. And that's got other senators miffed because now he's getting haughty on them.
Mm.
Senate is set to adjourn either today or tomorrow. They won't be able to take up any bills again until the lame quackers come back after the November elections.
Oh, I like that. The lame quackers.
Lame quackers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer have always been different kinds of leaders, but the story in Politico.com today is that Steny trying to put a little space between himself and Ms. Pelosi. Because, you know, there's some thoughts that obviously Ms. Pelosi won't have the near impact that she has right now. Oh, let's say a month and 6 days from now. So,
yeah,
see how that works out. But she's always been a little more liberal than he is, but he's doing everything he can now to kind of put a little gap between the two of them. So Rahm Emanuel, you know, we've heard maybe gone from his position as the chief of staff there in the White House by the end of the week, so that he could then go back to the Windy City and announce that he wants to be a candidate for mayor there. But there seems to be a little legal problem right there.
What pray tell?
Well, it would appear that Rob does not have a Chicago home address at this time.
Oh, that can be taken care of.
What did I say?
You said Rob.
Rom.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever. That can be taken care of.
Well, what's interesting is the guy who currently lives at Rom's old address in Chicago says he has no intention of moving out.
Well, why should he?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's pretty much set there.
The home's current tenants, that'd be 59-year-old Rob Halpin and his wife, reportedly rebuffed early overtures to move on out.
Now, does Rob own this house?
Rom or Rob? Rob lives there. Rob is the weather guy. Rom is the guy going to run for mayor.
Does Rom own this house?
Well, it says that's his address, and it seems like he might. Now, I guess you have to have a Chicago address before you announce for mayor. That would make sense.
I would think it would help at least.
Seems like there might be some place that would be open that he could move to.
It's just in. I'd like to officially announce my campaign for mayor of Boise.
Yeah, because it's so beautiful there in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
The guy signed a lease that said, I'll move out if the landlord decides to run for mayor. I don't think that's in a standard lease contract.
What do you think it costs to have a remote device to start your car? Have a food taster come in and check your food for the next 2 weeks? I'm just asking. I don't know. I'm just asking.
What are you saying?
Nothing. I'm just asking.
Oh, it is Chicago politics.
After all. Right, yeah. President Obama says progressives had better get tough, and his words, buck up. 3 months after Rolling Stone published a story that really gave a withering assessment of the war in Afghanistan, Mr. Obama sat down with the publisher, that'd be Jan Winter, for a 1-hour-plus Oval Office interview just to talk about several things, including the Tea Party. He says it's still defining itself. And when asked to comment on Fox News, he said it is, quote, ultimately destructive, end quote. But apparently he saved his most passionate words for progressives, according to Mr. Winter. The president had already concluded the interview, left the office when he walked back in and started talking again. He said, one closing remark that I want to make, this is the president quoted now, it is inexcusable for any Democrat or progressive right now to stand on the sideline in the midterm election. Right now we've got a choice between a Republican Party that has moved to the right of George Bush and is looking to lock in the same policies that got us these disasters in the first place versus an administration that, with some admitted warts, has been the most successful administration in a generation in moving progressive agendas forward. You know, he is exactly right. He is exactly correct. But does he not understand that that's the reason people are getting into the fray right now? Because this is an administration that has moved progressive agendas forward so far. That's what they don't like. He went on to say, we're getting outspent 8-1 by the 527s that the Roberts Court, Supreme Court, says can spend with impunity without disclosing where their money is coming from. So he says progressives need to shake off this lethargy. People need to buck up and bring about change. It's hard. He said, it's what I said during my campaign. It's been hard, and we've got some lumps to show for it. But if people now want to take their ball and go home, that tells me they weren't serious in the first place. End quote.
Well, welcome to America, Mr. Obama.
There you go. Wow.
Oh, it's more than just going to a pep rally. I have to work for it.
All of a sudden this settles in on him.
Uh-huh.
He gets the idea now. So, and yesterday, well, we barely have time to talk about this. We'll talk about it next hour. Mr. Obama spoke yesterday a bit about his religious faith. I don't know if you heard about that or not. And
I saw some quotes.
Yeah, and so again,
I saw him talking about schooling also.
Well, no, that was 2 days ago.
They need to
go an extra month, and we need to fire teachers about
how he was asked if kids in the Washington school district are getting as good an education as his kids
are.
Again,
that's the worst school district in America by just about any measure. So
he was honest. He said, no, they're not.
And they're not. That's true. Yeah. It's 6:48.